Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Thursday, April 8th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, Sri Lanka has a new government, narrowly won and beating out the Buddhist monks. What's more, the new president wants to open peace talks with rebels. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says they're excited about the report because it's an answer to prayer.
The negotiation with the Tamil Tigers will continue, which is the peace process, which means in God's grace and mercy, there's a good possibility that finally, after decades of civil war, there may be peace, which will give us freedom to continue to preach the gospel.
Next, in 1910, a Welsh missionary brought the gospel to Northeast India. Nearly a century later, India's believers are reaching out to revive the neglected church in Wales. Bibles for the World's Ratangapadidi says 5,000 believers launched the Billion Bible Campaign from Silmat, the equivalent of Capernaum in India.
Just the cost of printing and mailing is 2 days' salary for the average man in our area. But I'm so happy to say that they're willing to sacrifice for Jesus Christ, and thousands of Bibles are beginning to go to the land of Wales.
And counselor training is slated for May 15th, a little over a month before evangelist Luis Palau's Reno Festival. LPEA teams will need over 3,000 volunteer counselors to help at the festival, which is slated for June 11th and 12th at Rancho San Rafael Park in Nevada. The invitation to accept the Lord will be given multiple times over the two-day event, from the main stage to the children's area and the skate park. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest, from Gospel for Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the story of national workers across the Indian subcontinent, their sacrifice, and the incredible results. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.